At some point, you came to the seminary. You were placed under our faculty, fieldwork supervisors, vicarage supervisors, or even an interim internship supervisor, with whom you developed a relationship over a period of time as students to learn and to be formed as servants in Jesus Christ. Some are going out now to congregations where prayerfully, very prayerfully, you'll show them how much you love them. You will build a relationship long before you show them how much you actually know. We use the term, that relationship term, certified for placement, to speak about a relationship that candidates have with this place, and that you carry out, that you carry the full trust of the faculty and others who have trained you, and now say that you're ready to go out to serve God's people in whatever capacity to which you've been called. If things blow up, that relationship is breached, and that impacts not only you and the congregation, but others as well, as it is asked, what has that person learned at that seminary? These relationships that we're talking about are built on trust. And trust is really such an interesting word, and one that we know really what it's all about. Trust means that you're confident in that other person, that that other person will not hurt you. In fact, that he has your best interests in heart. Trust, therefore, requires that relationship over a period of time and knowledge of that other individual, that other person. Trusting another really speaks to our opinion of the character of that person. When our trust is betrayed, of course, it has absolutely devastating consequences. Adultery most likely will destroy a marriage. A confidence breach will sink a relationship faster than anything else that I can think of, or even undermine an entire nation. An embezzlement will lead to financial ruin. We generally take a fair amount of time to place trust in another, and we always expect the best as we expose parts of our inner being, our personal relationship, our personal being, to another. We don't make that available to just a stranger walking down the street. You see, trust is something that's earned. It's not assumed. It's given. It's not taken. It's a gift that we offer to that other person. As people of faith, we know what trust is all about. We trust our days and our paths to our Savior's keeping. We even place our entire eternity in his wounded hands. We sing jubilantly about his resurrection, and that proved that all these things that he said are absolutely true. Trust, if you think about, really soothes our fear of God and his righteous judgment, as very confidently we hear those words of forgiveness that are spoken in Christ's stead. We eagerly and anxiously await the soul food that's found at the altar and under the bread and wine. Our itching ears are soothed with the gospel of forgiveness, the gospel of healing, of strength, of direction. When it comes right down to it, we really do trust God. So did Israel, as they sang the entry song that was read just a few moments ago and recorded by the prophet Isaiah, that speaks of, in that day, the day of the Lord's final victory, his eschatological return, and they're being welcomed into the strong city of righteousness. Not the sinless city, thanks be to God, otherwise we couldn't be there, but the city of righteousness, the ones with the right standing that's been conveyed by Jesus Christ. It's a given city that the prophet sings about, a gift established by God's grace, a city that was watered by the blood of the Lamb and protected by his open, wounded hands, as are the gates of welcome open to you this very day. It's no wonder that we can proclaim with the very prophets, trust in the Lord forever. Well, that's the perfect peace that comes upon you as the result of the mind that's maintained steady on him who saves by the Holy Spirit, the life that is granted indeed, and trust that's unfailing. In confidence, we surely know that our faith will not disappoint. and it will not betray. When things are going well, when we're within these four walls, we're definitely lions of the jungle, aren't we? Kings of beasts. We're just like the disciples that promised Jesus, even if I must die with you, I will not deny you. But then things happen, don't they? Israel didn't like the desert wanderings and formed their own God. Israel found greater strength in their own alliances and in their own, self-reliance, and we really do the same. The call has not arrived, so we're kind of discouraged. The paper that we thought was absolutely brilliant wasn't as brilliant as I really thought it was. All but one of you wasn't sent to the New Eden of New York, so you're all disappointed, I'm sure. But you see, the bottom line is that whatever it might be, it doesn't really take that much to shake our trust and to form questions in our mind. What's remarkable, at least for me, is I don't question myself, of course. Remember that trust is a relationship thing. I question the one on whom I've placed my trust. When does he really wish us and wish me harm? And whether he really does have my own best interests at heart? I really shout, God, justify yourself, because I've already been justified. But then I know, unlike me, you see the cross, and you see Christ mounted there, and you flee there to remember. You remember Christ's invitation to enter in as part of the righteous nation, formed and redeemed in Jesus Christ. Not perfect, but certainly forgiven. You see the cross, and you flee to it, and to bask in the shalom, shalom, the perfect peace that's given in Christ. You see the cross and Christ mounted on there, and you flee to it and depend. Even when understanding is lacking, even when it's a beautiful day and you can't see it, you depend on that everlasting rock, that everlasting rock that's Jesus Christ. You see, fortunately, it's not your trust or mine on which you depend, your eternity depends, but the security and the surety of the risen and victorious Christ, who gives you that mind of Christ, a worldview that's focused beyond today into the great tomorrow, that you can sing that song of victory, entering into that city of righteousness, that Zion that awaits. That's his promise to you, proved on Easter Sunday. The peace of God which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.